I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on May 4th, 2020. Bugs in the SaltStack framework that were disclosed last week are being actively exploited, with two major open source projects among the early victims. The authentication and directory traversal vulnerabilities were discovered by F-Secure and responsibly disclosed on Thursday, but many users seem to have been caught unawares despite SaltStack issuing their own advisory about the critical problem. F-Secure identified that over 6,000 SaltMaster servers were exposed to the internet and vulnerable to attack, and it hasn't taken long for the inevitable to happen, with LineageOS and the Ghost Blogging Project among those admitting breaches. In both of these cases, the attackers don't appear to have compromised any critical data, but they should serve as a wake-up call for anyone currently running an unpatched version of Salt that's exposed to the outside world. The most popular free SSH client for Android just landed its first major update in over 5 years. Although it isn't an open source product, Juice SSH is widely used by many community sysadmins on their mobile devices. Now, almost 3 years after its last update of any kind, a new version of Juice SSH is undergoing a staged rollout. The release overhauls the permissions that the app requires and brings a new dark mode along with support for Android 10, with local terminal, telnet, and MOSH connections now available when running on that platform. A new version of GNU Media Goblin has been released. The update sees the project rebased to Python 3 by default, and while Python 2 installations are still supported for now, that option is likely to disappear with its next release. The new version rolls up all of the bug fixes and improvements that have been made since Media Goblin's last release over 4 years ago, and includes a new video subtitling plugin and automatic transcoding features. The Turnkey Linux project has started releasing new versions of its virtual appliances based on Debian 10 Buster. The project creates stripped-down distributions designed to run a single application or software stack either on real hardware or in a virtual machine or container environment. While Turnkey offers over 100 different virtual appliances, the project is batching up the release of its new builds, with the first 10 to appear being images that support some of the most popular open-source platforms, such as Nextcloud and WordPress. The Inkscape project has finally landed its 1.0 release. Having started life over 16 years ago as a fork of another vector graphics project, Inkscape has slowly matured to become a staple tool of graphic artists, not only on the Linux desktop, but also on Mac and Windows machines. Our congratulations to the team on reaching this key milestone. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/152. We'll be back on Wednesday.